Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact podcast series. Today I'm joined by Professor Susan Coote, Department of Clinical Therapies and the Health Research Institute, University of Limerick. Professor Coote's research has helped to impact the quality of life for people living with multiple sclerosis. Tell me more about your research in this area.
So multiple sclerosis is a highly prevalent condition that affects the brain and spinal cord, and it results in a variety of symptoms. For example, people might have difficulty walking, they might have difficulty with thinking and memory. Fatigue is a very prevalent problem that impacts significantly on their lives. And we know from research work that MS Ireland has conducted that there are approximately 10,000 people living with MS in Ireland.
So what led you to this particular area of research?
So I'm a physiotherapist. I've always worked in the area of neurological rehabilitation, and it became apparent through work with MS Ireland and with my physiotherapy colleagues that we needed to know more about the effects of exercise for people with MS. So 20 years ago, as health professionals, we were taught that people with MS should take it easy and that exercise was actually potentially harmful. And there's been such a big change in the evidence for the benefits of exercise in the last 20 of years. We now have evidence from systematic reviews and meta-analysis, so evidence from many different trials confirming that exercise can be beneficial for symptoms like fatigue, walking mobility, cognition or thinking, a wide range of symptoms.
So what impact has your work in this area had?
So essentially, the project, which is called Getting the Balance Right, has resulted in a change of practice in how MS Ireland delivers its physiotherapy services. And also the findings have been used by physiotherapists in Ireland and around the world and to shape their physiotherapy sessions. So MS Ireland now rolls out the Getting the Balance Right programs through its regional offices to many people with MS around the country. And additionally, we have produced a resource for physiotherapists that has been downloaded a number of times from MS Ireland's website and is used regularly by physiotherapists, typically in primary care, to structure their programs to ensure that what they are delivering to people with MS is based on the best evidence. The impact has really been augmented through the physiotherapists in MS group that I set up. So this group was set up originally to help shape the questions we asked in the Getting the Balance Right project. And now that group is used to disseminate information, to share knowledge, to let them know about the research we're doing and help them to implement the findings of our work into practice.
In terms of, the impacts that you're having on patients themselves and the people living with multiple sclerosis, what have they told you that and how this has made a difference in their lives?
The results of the research would suggest that we're having positive impacts on walking, and walking is a big problem for a lot of people with MS. And our study found that their walking endurance and their walking ability was significantly increased after a 10-week program of activity. We're also finding, importantly, that we can impact on fatigue. So people tell us that they feel less fatigued, that they feel more able to do things. And that's not intuitive, because if you're feeling tired, the last thing that you want to do is go and exercise. But it's an important finding because we know that becoming fitter, engaging more activity has a positive effect on our mental health, but also on our physical health. And importantly, it reduces fatigue. So at the time we conducted the study, it was unclear whether exercise was beneficial on fatigue. Now our study has been added to the international evidence to confirm that actually exercising has a very positive effect on fatigue for people with MS.
Where to from here? What do you see as the future trajectory for your research?
So we're already building on the results of the Getting the Balance Right project. So in that, we found that 10 weeks exercise programs were really, really beneficial, and that while people were in the classes, they benefited from the support of others. Exercised more, they had that improvement in symptoms, and they had reported improvements in quality of life, and just that their MS was impacting them less. One thing, though, an important finding is that 10 weeks after the program had stopped, people hadn't maintained the improvements. So we've just completed a study funded by the Health Research Board where we looked at combining our Getting the Balance Right program with our US collaborators' education-based program. And essentially, that education program helps people to set goals, to understand what their specific barriers and facilitators of exercise are. It helps them to understand what the benefits of exercise might be. And we've shown very significant changes. We've shown that we can enhance the results of Getting the Balance Right by adding these exercise sessions. And importantly, we've shown that these improved benefits are seen immediately after finishing the program, but they're also very importantly seen at 6 months later. So we've built on what we found with Getting the Balance Right, added education, a very structured education, theory-based education program, and shown that we can get better improvements than Getting the Balance Right, and that these are changed into the future. A second way that we're building on the results is we've listened to what people with MS tell us, and they're not always able to travel to classes and come to group sessions. So we're developing an online resource for people with MS in collaboration with MS Ireland. So again, we're taking the results of our various different exercise research projects, and we're constructing a website that will give people the knowledge, skills and ability to become active. So it's one thing to have a website where you can read about the research evidence. Is another thing to have a website that can actually help you get started, help you keep going. And we're using the results of this to build that website.
This is a really excellent example of public patient involvement in research. Do you feel that's an important factor for research at the University of Limerick and wider?
The involvement of people with MS and the MS Society from the outset has been one of the strongest features of our research, I think. So there's one thing to do research in an academic institution. It's another thing to listen to what people with MS want, to listen to what MS Ireland as the advocates for people with MS want. And I think this has really strengthened our research. And I think that collaboration that I talked about with clinicians, again, has able to strengthen us, that we've listened to them from the beginning. So we're designing programs that people with MS want and can use, that clinicians can implement easily into their daily practice. And that's really been a key point of our research, yeah.
So Susan, how has your research impacted national policy?
So in addition to the very concrete examples of how our research has impacted MS Ireland's service delivery and health service delivery, our research has also been used by MS Ireland to lobby for increased services for people with MS, and also through organisations like Neurological Alliance of Ireland, where our research has been used in lobbies to the Oireachtas and other agencies. Additionally, the HSE recently published a neurology model of care, and again, our research underpinned the physiotherapy and exercise element of the MS care pathway in that model of care for neurological conditions in Ireland.
Impact on education is a major factor in your research also, Susan. Could you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so in terms of education, we think of education of the future practitioners or the student physiotherapists at UL, and also in terms of knowledge for practicing physiotherapists. So my research very much underpins my teaching, and I would use a lot of the evidence from our research trials when I'm teaching our student physiotherapists about managing people with neurological conditions. Also in terms of the multidisciplinary team, again, my research evidence underpins lectures to the UL medical students, occupational therapists, and other professions that are involved in working with people with MS. In terms of the clinicians then, myself and my team run a number of courses and workshops for practicing clinicians around the country. So a lot of those would be done in collaboration with MS Ireland, and a lot of those would be delivered as part of the Getting the Balance Right project. So MS Ireland has a memorandum of understanding with UL since 2011, and that MOU aimed to formally recognise research and knowledge sharing activities. So since then, we celebrated 5 years of that MOU last year through an event on World MS Day, where we showcased the wide work of the research team at UL on working with disciplines from physical education and sports science to occupational therapy, psychology, medicine, as I mentioned, and showcasing the work that MS Ireland and UL have done in collaboration since 2011.
So Susan, has your research been applied at a global level? Is it impacting patients all around the world?
Yes, it's certainly guiding the research questions that we're asking and guiding how we're measuring outcome in clinical trials. So I was involved in a consensus group where we looked at what measures we should use. So again, talking to patients with MS, talking to researchers and thinking about what is first of all meaningful to patients, but also secondly, how do we capture that in research trials? And that was a consensus outcome measure paper that I published. The second paper that we published was I was invited to collaborate with international researchers to define the top 10 questions for physical activity. So thinking as researchers, well, what do we need to know about physical activity and exercise for people with MS? And how can we use that collective knowledge to shape the key questions? And that work is being used by funders to think about funding priorities and what are the logical steps in unpicking this puzzle of exercise for people with MS.
What factor do you feel has facilitated the impacts of your work?
I think for me, public patient involvement in research has been the key element to my research impacts. UL is recognised as a leader in public patient involvement, and it's a core theme of our Health Research Institute. And I have held the principles of public patient involvement in my research from the outset. So working with MS Ireland, working with people with MS to find out what's important to them, working with clinicians and involving all of the stakeholders from the outset. So not just as consumers of research, but helping to shape the design of programs, helping to work out how we evaluate the impact of programs, how we evaluate whether they've been successful or not. And involving people with MS in our research has been a really, really important thing to me, and I think has probably resulted in the biggest impact and meant that our research is adopted and used. It's not just something that sits in a publication on a shelf. The clinicians are adopting our research to use in practice because it's what people with MS want.
So for you personally as a researcher, it must be very satisfying to know that you've made that difference.
I think one of the best days of my career was in Galway when we disseminated our work to the MS Ireland conference. And the minister was there and he listened and we talked about reducing costs and enabling people to live healthier lives. And we talked about how physiotherapy interventions could reduce falls. And that was satisfying to know that I had that impact. But I think it was listening to the stories of people with MS, people coming up and telling me that their lives had changed as a result of the programs that they had taken part in. And that's amazing. You don't get that job satisfaction from anything else. So I think, yeah, for me, the people with MS that we work with are really important. And being with them and listening to how our programs have impacted on their lives is incredibly satisfying. Yes.
You've been listening to Professor Susan Coote, another example of really impactful research here at the University of Limerick that's making a difference for people's day-to-day lives. Her research is supported by the Health Research Board, Irish Research Council and MS Ireland. If you'd like to find out more about research impact or read our case studies at the University of Limerick, go to our website, ul.ie/researchimpact.